Rusty Quill presents Azu and Cell, Problemagicians.
Record. Definitely the right mic. Hello, future Lowry. I am Lydia, here with present Lowry and Helen.
Hi, me.
Recording Problemagicians.
This is you. Problemagicians, episode 5.
Hello, Lowry.
Colin.
This is Helen recording
Problemagicians. Colin, who, Helen.
Episode 5.
But it's fine. We're not bitter about
I'm sorry for forgetting
Colin.
Completely
over it. Oh, no, no,
okay.
It's okay.
All right.
I'm sure it won't be reflected in his performance. Just ignoring Azu, just like...
No, Azu is perfect and good, therefore it should not be reflected on her.
Azu has never done anything wrong, ever.
No, all of those murders were morally justified.
Well, she never lost her powers, did she? So...
Yeah.
True.
So they were. The murders that she did after the magic left the world...
We'll never know.
Irrelevant.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? That would be shocking to her, like killing someone, not feeling any different and needing to work out for yourself whether you feel weird about it. I don't automatically know I was in the right.
Should I put that question in the...
I think...
Do you want to deal with that?
I think that'd be quite a change in the tone of the show.
Yeah, maybe a little. Maybe we'll save that for season 2.
Season 1 comedy, season 2 reckoning with the moral failings of yourself and all your friends.
Yay!
Speaking of, I've watched all of season 3 of The Umbrella Academy.
It's out!
Yes, so did I!
Oh my gosh! God, I haven't watched it yet!
I really liked
so
it.
So much of it is so good.
And I please, no spoilers, but do I will take these off
the only comment that I will make, which is something that you already... is just like, can you imagine, like... Robert Sheehan's actual like casting profile, like what are you good for? Like how specific it must
playing
be.
Playing weirdo.
Actually, I don't know if all of the things have been revealed at the beginning. Like there is slightly more revealed over the course of it. So if you haven't watched it, I won't go into more detail, but it is like...
Yeah. Oh my God, I just realized I'm going to have to watch it all before I edit this because this is all being recorded.
No, it's okay. We'll start. We can start. We can start.
I didn't even say anything about it, Larry, because I didn't realize you'd taken your headphones off.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good clap. It's a good, you know, the good clean ones where there's like a flat line and then like...
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I've got no idea how to start this.
Should we do eight things? I like literally eight. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do an eight thing.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Lyd.
Hi, Lyd. Eight things you can hunt.
My one remaining brain cell.
One.
Chicken.
Two.
The meaning at the heart of it all.
Three.
Nazis, apparently.
Four.
The sunny day.
Five.
A dream.
Six.
A pot of gold, but not one that has already been claimed by a leprechaun. That is their property. Stop it.
Good. Seven.
Like, I'm just, you know, you happiness.
Eight. Oh.
A day off.
That's nine. Way. Right. Hi, everyone. I'm Helen.
Hi, Helen. Eight cheerful things that could go on top of a cupcake.
Oh, a tiny, not margarine. What's marzipan? A tiny marzipan chicken.
Oh, one.
A sunflower.
Two.
A cream egg.
Three.
A jelly baby.
Four.
A little flag.
Five.
Some glitter.
Six.
One of those Barbie dolls where like their skirt is the cake.
Ooh, seven.
And a smile.
Eight. Aww. Could we do one more round? Because my brain is still not caught up.
Yes, sure.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lyd.
Hi, Lyd.
Eight ways to do the washing up.
Oh.
Rub it with your elbows.
One.
Lick it off.
Two.
Stare at the dirt till it runs away.
Three.
Throw it like a frisbee.
Four.
Buy paper plates.
Five.
Bully someone else into doing it.
Six.
Get a dishwasher.
Seven.
Or use a subscription dishwashing service. Only $7.99 a month.
Eight. Very good. Very good. Hi, everyone. I'm Helen.
Hi, Helen. Eight tiny hats.
Oh, tiny top hat.
One.
Tiny bowler hat.
Two.
Tiny cowboy hat.
Three.
Tiny flat cap.
Four. 4.
Tiny Sherlock Holmes hat.
5.
Tiny sun hat.
6.
Tiny bucket hat.
7.
Tiny beanie hat.
8.
Oh, lovely. Woo. Okay.
Cool. We're going to fix the world.
Yes.
Shall we do like a clap to mark it so Larry doesn't have to go through all of this again?
That is a very good idea. 3, 2, 1. What do we do after this? We start the episode.
Yeah, we
start
do
recording.
Like a recording.
I have started a outtakes / bloopers folder for Problem Magicians.
Good. I think there'll be lots
of them. I've got a feeling.
It'll be longer than the episodes.
Problem Magicians is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and is licensed under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution 4.0 International License. It was created by Helen Gould and Lydia Nicholas, based on the Rusty Quill Gaming podcast, and is produced by Sydney Grieve and directed by Lorianne Davis. The editors are Lorianne Davis and Kathy Ranella. The Rusty Quill Gaming music is by Sam Jones and the artwork is by Annika Khan. April Sumner and Alexander J. Newell are the executive producers. Azu is played by Helen Gould, Cell by Lydia Nicholas, and Colin by Lorianne Davis. Thank you for listening.